there is still this great fear, and you see that in the lack of trust people have in you and Mr. Miliband to run the economy, that you just borrowed too much in the good years and spent too much. Now, you told Andrew Marr that you said, your exact quote was, "I don't think that we had a structural deficit as the boom years came to an end." Do you still stand by that?
Look, we've discussed this many times, and I've been very clear about what the position is, and you and I have before. Going into the downturn in 2006 and 7, the Treasury figures and other figures from other economists were not, at that time, there was a structural deficit on the current account, excluding investment, and our national debt was low. What happened subsequently with the financial crisis, if you go back and say if the economy was weaker, in retrospect, clearly there was a structural deficit at that time.
No, no, you told Andrew Marr that there was no structural deficit
at that time,
in 2007.
As perceived by policymakers.
But you were wrong.
As perceived by... Well, of course, the whole...
So you were wrong, but you told them that...
The whole world...
No, no, hold on. You told them that in 2011.
Yes.
You told them that in 2011 there was no structural deficit.
I stand exactly by that.
But there was.
No, 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 no. The point is, did Mervyn King, as governor, did the Chancellor at the Treasury think at 2007 there was a structural deficit?
Look,
they didn't.
I'm just asking you, you told Andrew Marr in 2011 that that you didn't leave behind a structural deficit.
That there wasn't
a structural deficit before the financial crisis.
I didn't say
you
that.
You did. That was your exact words.
I didn't say
I don't
that.
Think we had a structural deficit then.
Yeah.
He asked you about 2007. We now know from the IMF the structural deficit was 5.2% of GDP. You were, the calculation, you were £73 billion out.
You and I have discussed this many times, and I am being completely consistent on this point.
But
at the time, in 2007, Andrew, let's be clear. The charges in 2006-07, Labour was being irresponsible given the figures available. The answer is that at that time, given the figures available, there was not a structural deficit on the current account. In retrospect, of course there was. I've never denied that.
I just want to
go through
this again. You told Andrew Marr 4 years after 2007 that there was still no structural deficit.
I didn't say that.
We now know that there was a £73 billion structural deficit.
Andrew,
would it not be wise just to say, I was wrong? I got it wrong.
You've got to not simply stick to the Tory briefing line,
I have not read the Tory briefing. I have not spoken to the Tories.
A year ago.
But I've read the IMF document. They say there was a £73 billion structural deficit. You told Andrew Marr there was none.
Come on.
You were wrong. The IMF was right.
A year ago, and I can give you the exact quotes, I said, and this is exactly what I was saying on the Andrew Marr programme as well, of course, in retrospect, there was a structural deficit, but did policymakers think there was one at the time, which was what I was saying to Andrew Marr? Absolutely not. And look, the whole world, including Britain, got that wrong.
Okay.
Of course we did. Of course we did. But are you trying to... did I say something in 2011 to Andrew Marr, which I now need to correct? Absolutely not.
I'm at a loss as to why you don't need to correct it, but I've been told you have to go elsewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Look,
I have to let you go.
Happily stay.
You will?
Yeah, we could talk about the bank bonus tax for youth jobs and my
infrastructure
plan.
I want to come back to this because,
the
facts do matter. If you don't have to go, let me keep you for another minute. This is the exact quote.
Yeah.
I don't think we had a structural deficit at all in that period before the recession.
Exactly.
I.e. 2007.
That's right.
We now know from the IMF...
Of course.
You had a structural deficit of £73 billion.
Exactly, but both can't be right.
Both can't be right, Mr. Bowles.
Let me explain the economics.
Okay, I'll give you the final word.
Look, in 2007, was there at that time, as policymakers saw the world, a structural deficit? No, and I said that to Andrew Marr. I did not. His question to me, which you mustn't take out of context, is: should you have acted differently in 2007? Well, at the time, the answer is no. In retrospect, because we now know the world was different, of course there was a structural deficit.
So you had one and you didn't know?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course that's the case.
So what you told Andrew Marr was wrong, but you just didn't know?
No. What I said to Andrew Marr was there a structural deficit at the time as perceived by policymakers? No.
There's two very heavy men waiting.